People, it is Tom. Kinako, it is Tom. I want you to have a look at what can happen when we do something. What did it take to get all that mayhem happening? One person tapping a finger. Imagine if each of you start tapping your finger this year. Do it now. Start tapping. Cool. Can you feel that? Could you imagine if just one person did that and it had that amazing influence on everyone? Okay, that's what you have to do from now on when the preacher's boring. You got to start tapping or something. It's not normally Roger's dad. James's dad. He's cool. He's cool when he preaches, I'm sure. But imagine if we just started doing something that would change the world around us. It's time to tap your finger. This is the year that you are going to tap your finger. And I'm speaking figuratively, of course. It's time to get off the couch. And yes, the couch is comfortable. I'm looking at the couch people. And we're not really talking about couch now, are we? But a lot of people just sit on the couch. And you know what? On the couch, they are the best rugby players ever. On the couch, you can be the best bowler. But it's very different when you go down to Wanderers and you run out on the field. Or you're facing and you've got 50 balls to score 2 runs. 1 to draw, 2 to win. Who was at the cricket yesterday? We had 50 balls to score 1 run to draw the match against India and stay 1 up in the series, or 2 runs to win, 50 balls. How many of you know that that's not a hard thing to do? You can actually take your time. You can block 15 balls, and their bowling was rubbish. It was just rubbish. It was pathetic. It was disastrously kindergarten, to put it mildly. My son Drew, my 5-year-old, can bowl better than those Indian people. Drew has more penetration power in his left hand than the whole of those bowlers put together. And out to the crease struts Dale Steyn and slashes the ball into the fielder's hands. Out comes our main pace bowler, or one of them, and he too slashes the ball into a fielder's hands. And from elation to the depths of despair, as South Africa slinks away into the dark night, never to be seen again. They were probably beheaded at dawn this morning. It's time to get off the couch. It's time to do something. It's time to start a bit of a climb. And I'm not talking Miley Cyrus here. It is time to put on a backpack and to go somewhere. Oh, you can be a bunch of salmon. And you can just float down the river. I don't want to be a dead fish. I don't know about you floating down the river. I mean, all you become is just a stinking mess. I am tired of looking out and seeing a stinking mess. Are you agreed? A stinking mess is not good. It's time to get up and do something. And you know what? It might cost a little bit. It costs a bit to do something. It's easier just to stay at home and do nothing. We had heard this weekend that some tenants had moved out of our neighbor's home. And we've been pouring our life into this old British couple late in this. He's 70. He had a party a while ago, and we're at his party. You don't party hard when you go to a 70th birthday party. You kind of sit and drink. And you don't want to say anything too loud in case he has a heart attack and dies. I don't want to be responsible for killing my neighbor. I don't know about you, but I don't like doing that. You know, and we had heard that their tenants had moved out and apparently had left their cottage in a bit of a state. I want to tell you that nothing could have prepared Debbie and Ashley and I as we walked into that cottage yesterday. Every single door had been punched and broken. Apparently, the young teenage boy who lived in the home had a few issues. And fortunately, he didn't punch his mom, who I think was bigger than him, but he punched whatever was in front of him. Cigarette butts were like everywhere, even on the ceiling. I don't know how you can put cigarette butts out on the ceiling, but it was. Every wall was trashed. There was food from 16 months ago, it seemed. Stuff was growing. It was a scientific experience. The stove was quite high, the top of the stove, and it was old spaghetti and old tomatoes and old whatever. The stench was unbelievable. And we rolled up our sleeves, we put gloves on, and we spent the day cleaning until it smells kind of like almost okay to enter. You know, it cost us to do that. It's far better just to stay at home and like, hey, thinking of you, good neighbors. It's a lot harder to get off the couch and to start the climb. It's time to save a life. How many of you were at the movie screening a few weeks ago to save a life? If you haven't maybe seen it, you can buy it apparently at Coombe Books and watch it at home. Or you can buy it on a street from someone who's selling dodgy. But then you will save a life, but you will go to hell. So that's not really ideal, I would imagine. It's time to reach someone who's lost. On Friday night, who was mixing it with a friend? I won't share your name because they might know about who's mixing it on Friday night. But mixing it with a girl who's like, was part of the SCA at Greenside, and she's kind of drifted a bit. And when I sent some kind messages and stuff and said, thinking of her, hey, like, we'll see you at Inspired SCA, she said, I'm lost. She's lost. I don't know if she meant she was like in a street, she didn't know where she was, but you know, we can like wonder sometimes and be lost. And all you need when you're lost is someone to say, come and say, like, hey, you look lost. Why are you here? Can I help you? And like, yeah, please take me, you know, take me to somewhere where I know. I'm often in places where my GPS says, find the nearest road and then I'll try and lead you home, because the GPS is even lost. When your GPS is lost, then you know you're in a bad place. It's normally the Free State, you know, so don't visit the Free State. Yes, bro, you're from the Free State, you know it's like lost, the whole place. It's time to change the world, to make a difference in the world around us. Instead of just being changed all the time, it's time to take some risks. It's risky when you do something. You put your neck out of your shell because maybe there's something sweeping down to like chew you on the head. But you can't just stay in your shell like a tortoise your whole life. Tortoises are very lame. Very lame. Pathetic. There is more excitement in my five-year-old than in any tortoise. Tortoises are not very productive. They do run faster than hares, but that's all they can do. It's time to take some risks. You know that the Bible said that we need to open our eyes and look up and see that the harvest is ready. It's harvest time. Yeah, it might be flooding all over our country, but it's time to harvest. People are ready for a word of encouragement, a word of life, a word of hope. Many of your friends, if you were to say to them, can I pray for you? You know what they would say? Very few people would say no. We were at... Our leaders don't even know this, but we had a leaders' gathering at Amamos, the cafe across the room, a couple weeks ago on a Sunday. Today we're meeting here as leaders with hot dogs. Something's gone horribly wrong with this picture. Amamos, hot dogs in the youth room. I think we need to get back to Amamos. So we're in this restaurant. There's about 12 of us, I think. And the restaurant owner, Fatima, comes to me and says, my friend Oliver's dying of cancer. Can we do some positive energy and move some energy towards him? So I'm like, huh? I'm like, sure, we can do some positive energy. We can get the energy source of the universe to kind of start moving towards Oliver. So I said, well, do you mind if we pray for him? Because that's kind of what we mean by energy, you know? Other people tap into energy sources with crystals. We just go to Father God. I think it takes a lot less faith to believe in Father God than a piece of glass. I don't know. Maybe I'm just stupid. And so we gather, we join, and she comes into the circle, and she's not a believer. Her husband's Muslim. She's kind of like probably Eastern, if anything. So we pray. I have an SMS on my phone that I will probably never delete that says, Mark, thank you for the positive energy because Oliver, and she said, and the prayers, Oliver's cancer is gone and he's well and he's back at work. That's our God. I think that's it. Give him a round of applause. And so when we tap into the energy source, we find that, hey, you know what? People are ready. People are open to you doing something profound and significant. And so it's time. It's time. It's time to be one, make one. And I'm not going to say much about this today, except to say it's time to be a disciple. Yeah, I think maybe some people can like be church people, but not everyone's a disciple. Jesus said, you're not my disciple unless, and we want to unpack what he means by that. It's also time to make a disciple. This is the year in which not only am I a disciple, but I make disciples. Say this with me, be one, make one. Try that. Be one, make one. Say it, I'm going to be one, make one. Be one and make one. Ooh, ready for risks. And so we're gonna look at this call and what the whole call means. And we're going to like do some look and listen stuff because that's what the call is all about. We're even going to do some pick and pay stuff. Okay, this is going to be in the coming weeks. And so bring plastic bags. Otherwise, it's 23 cents for a plastic bag. And we're going to learn about living in 3D because some of us are still living in 2D. I mean, we've got digital TV coming by 2013. Apparently, it's going to be awesome. It's probably still going to be junk on every channel, but it's going to all look good. It's going to be good-looking junk at least. But we're going to get out there. We're going to live in 3D. This is the year of making a difference and making it count. Are you with me? Because if it's just me on my own, then God is still awesome. But it's really hard for me and Andrew and Imta and Cheryl and CK to get into your schools. We hear some great news that, Sipo, are you teaching at Greenside High this year? Look at Greenside. And how many of you think we should like do some positive energy so him and Imta become our worship leaders? And I don't know if we can do that. To steal him from UJ, is it? Or Vitz? Vitz. Hey, it's a big thing when you're leading worship in the Great Hall. I think it's even better if you lead worship here than the Great Hall. Don't you think so? This is the Great Hall, people. My people. Are you up for this year? It's going to be an exciting year. Friday night's going to be the most awesome night. I don't know how long, Andrew, we've worked on Imta to get him to stage a comedy night. And he's got some comedians coming in, and maybe some of you can be funny too. So Friday night, come, don't laugh during the week, because on Friday night, you're going to laugh so much that you're going to be sore. Okay, so from now, okay, stop laughing. From now until Friday, I'm not going to laugh. You might want to bath in lemon juice. That helps. Friday night, you're going to laugh your head off. Okay, you're going to laugh until your lungs roll out of your body, and that looks ugly. Let's bow together for a word of prayer. God, you've called us into an awesome adventure. We know it's time. It's time to do something. It's time to get up, get out, do something. And God, this is the year of challenge. It's going to be an exciting year. We thank you, Lord, for just the chance of worshiping you this morning. We thank you that you brought us all back. We're not shaken by going to new schools. We're not shaken by the last year at school. Lord, Vincent is as confident as ever at nailing his studies this year, and all of us can take some of that confidence and can proceed into 2011 with real joy and confidence. And so we pray that this would be an awesome year, that you would be here, that you would multiply efforts, that we'll touch so many lives this year. There's so many people just waiting to be touched by your gospel. We pray this in the awesome name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.